All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so we'll get to the people. Sully had a lot to say back there during then. I will say, Roberto, a mover and a shaker at the corporate level. Look at you. Roberto firing off power emails. All right. Look at this guy, huh? David, you're proud of him, aren't you?
It's like a son finally, you know.
That's right.
Gets it done. He got it done.
That's right. Look at you, right through the uprights, huh? Okay. Let's go to Bruce 97.1. Brucey, how are you? And Bruce.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great. Which is worse, the officiating or the coaching in the National Football League this year?
Well, I hate to throw my NFL brothers under the bus like this, because I was an ex-high school official and semi-pro, but I've got to go with the officiating. It's just not been up to par. They put that the umpire in the backfield, you know, and since that time I've noticed so many holding calls, phantom calls. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're breaking a cardinal rule that I learned when I started officiating 49 years ago. No one call should turn a game around. Does that make sense?
I agree. I think the problem, too, we shouldn't know the names of the officials. We shouldn't know who they are. We shouldn't see them on screen enough to know, oh, that guy's doing the game today.
Good point. Good
you know,
point.
Bruce, like watching Michigan State and Kentucky the other night, it's a different sport. It's the same principle. The first half of that game, the officials were the star. The NFL right. has a problem with the sheer number of penalties they're calling right now.
I totally agree. And the other thing, too, you know, when I was a football official, if there was a run to the right side and there was a hold on the left side way over on the
you didn't
say,
bother
the number
with
eight
it.
Hole, you didn't make the call. It had nothing to do with the play.
Agreed. How many times are we seeing this specifically on known passing downs where they're getting a defensive holding opposite side of the field, quarterback
exactly.
never looked that way,
right.
not even a part of the real focus of the route combination. Yeah, Bruce, I'm with you. They got to just tone it down. Stop calling everything because it's ruining the game.
But, Mike, here's the other thing, too. It is a tough job. They're getting paid very well, $10,000 to $16,000 a Sunday. And I know they're trying hard, but what about the age factor? I mean, I got out because I got older. And I wasn't seeing things, and my simulation of the call wasn't as quick as it should be.
Well, here's my question. I mean, how long do you have to be a ref before the NFL, unless you're Hockley's kid?
How about Jerry Siemens kid?
Right.
How about Carl Paganelli's kid?
So how
talking about nepotism now.
Right. So how many years does the average guy have to be an official before the NFL comes into focus where he even has a chance?
I got to believe 15 at least
right.
at top tier ball, right?
Right. So then you're talking about no way you're ever going to find somebody under the age of 40. No way.
Right.
Yet
right.
we have head coaches in the sport who are 36. I think
True.
That's a problem. So I think you're bringing up a great point. And Bruce, it's been an issue of mine in baseball for years where you get these umpires like, you know, Cowboy Joe West, who's 100, who might keel over at any time. And you're going, this is the best we can do? It's ridiculous. I mean, that's one thing I've always respected the NBA about. You generally, I mean, outside of like Dick Bavetta the late years, you don't see the old decrepit official. You got to be in shape. You got to be flying up and down the court. You got to be in it. And the NBA does a great job of that. Like, I don't have a problem with NBA officiating.
No.
I don't. Baseball, I just want umpires to stay away from the strike zone. We're going to get a computer for that. But I have a huge problem with the Angel Hernandez, C.B. Buckner, Cowboy Joe West nonsense. Football's got the biggest problem.
NBA's more of an issue of the players complaining.
Well,
but I think
all millennials like you.
But, on that point, that's a perfect transition to this. Because I am always pro-technology, pro-social media and whatnot. But I truly believe that replay in the NFL directly factors into this.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm going to give you a choice. you could review, you could make everything reviewable.
God, no.
Or nothing.
Nothing. I'm to a point where replay has gone way too far, Mike. And I thought replay was generally a good thing. But, I mean, think about this. Why are the NFL officials calling a flag on the opposite side of the field? Because they know they have to. Because what's going to come out? All the internet referees, as I like to call them, are going to frame by frame every play. Then every fan base is going to revolt because you missed this hold with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go because of this replay. Please, God, no. Do not make everything reviewable. But I think that replay directly has impacted this whole crisis because everything's slowed down. Everything's frame by frame, and people freak out over stuff that really just needs to be looked the other way on unless it's egregious penalty. The NFL needs to simplify their rules, simplify the replay process because it's gotten way too complex, in my opinion.
David looks like he wants to hit you.
Well, because he's wrong. He's still not solving it because if nothing gets reviewed, you still have the social media cops mm-hmm. with the video saying, oh, they missed this. They should have made this call or that was the wrong call. That will never stop. So I think it's better to review everything because of that. Everybody on social media, wow. no matter what happens, is wow. going to critique you. So just review everything.
See, I think they made a mistake.
Five-hour game?
Oh, boy.
Man, this is I know there's people that'll agree with me on this.
No, there's not, Mike.
If I was given the choice, absolutely. Freaking eliminate replay in football. It is, and I never thought I'd say this, but it really has gotten to this point. This is a point of insanity. Every single time there's a penalty, I got to have one of these rules experts on the TV explaining the letter of the rule. Think about that for a second.
Why do I irrationally want to hit Dean Blandino? Hold on. With my fist. I see his face, and I don't know Dean Blandino. I want to hit him. He has a look on his face that is excruciatingly punchable. And I'm just upset that he's even on my TV screen.
Because it interrupts the game you're watching. We have to spend 4 or 5 minutes listening to Blandino say, oh, this is a penalty or this isn't because of this letter of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, here's what they're looking ridiculous. For, guys. And you're like, I know what they're looking for. Like, I've watched football before. I throw it out there if you want it.
No replay. But the only way I'd even agree or see David's side, if you are going to review everything, cut out the slow motion stuff. You review stuff in real time because the slow motion is also
oh my God.
The slow motion has also slowed the pace down and it's also gotten so ridiculous where you can talk yourself into any penalty on any play. Any.
See, I think you all just brought up why officiating is so bad because of the guys in the booth. Those guys retired all of a sudden, and the NFL had no plan to replace those good refs. Pereira, he was good. Blandino, he was up. He wasn't on the field.
In his party bus with Jarrett.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Harry was a good official. Once those officials decided, you know what? I'm going to make it easier on my life and stop getting criticized every week and just go into the booth and make millions of dollars. The NFL had no plan to replace the good officials.
Is that true?
I believe that. I truly believe that. Those were good officials. They retired all of a sudden, and there was no replacement for them. Now you got...
Well, Hockley's kid is there calling 7,000 holding
exactly.
calls. Did you see his crew?
Yes.
Has like 26 more holding calls than any other crew? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Dude, there's way too many penalties right now. Way too many. And you guys want to say... Well, I don't know if your take on this is more David's. People actually want to say review every play. Do you realize how much longer the game would be
the
and how
problem,
many more penalties we'd
the
see?
The problem is we're seeing so many mistakes. That's the problem. So people are going, wait, if we're reviewing more stuff, then I want to review the stuff I know you're getting wrong too. I don't want it. I'm tired of it. But Mike, I'm also tired of coaches who can't figure out the red zone. I'm tired of coaches who can't figure out how to challenge things, how to use their timeouts, how to understand analytics. Like, I think the coaching, and I know it's probably like most people just want to scream about the refs and crush a beer can off their forehead, but like the coaching is every bit as bad. That's the line I'm drawing.
No disagreement.
I think it's laughable you get some of these dudes on the sideline. You're like, wait, you're supposed to be the smart guy in the room? 248-539-9797, hot response.
You think the coaching's that much worse than the officiating?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's bad. I watch Matt Patricia here, and I watch Pat Shermer in New York. Adam Gase, Freddie Kitchens, Zach Taylor, Mike Vrabel. The level of coaching in this league. Jason Garrett. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, the level of coaching is really bad.
Oh, no, it is terrible. I just think that if we're going to be in the business of replaying everything, we can't think about it. First year of the new pass interference rule, you're allowed to replay it, challenge it.
Why bother? The league basically said we're not going to change anything.
Right.
They set it up for a fail.
Can't even handle this.
And guess what? Coaches still challenge it like idiots.
We can't even handle this. Think we can handle every play? Oh, this is a holding. Review it.
248-539-9797. We'll get a few of the people in the mix. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.